Welcome back to Yahoo Finance Live. We're seeing shares of McDonald's down just slightly in the session following a Q4 earnings miss. The company attributed slowing profits in the quarter to rising food costs. The full year digital sales surpassed $18 billion. Let's bring in Peter Saleh. He is BTIG Managing Director and Restaurant Analyst. And Peter, when I'm looking at your price target here, $295 a share, we're just under that level. What stood out to you in the numbers we got?
Yeah, so thanks for having me. Look, I think bottom line, the stock was down initially, I think, on the earnings miss, the headline number. But when you dig a little bit deeper, you can see that the sales were better across the board in every division that they track and they report. And then the miss was really on higher G&A costs and taxes. So in our view, I think the stock really should be higher. What we would point investors to is their guidance. And I think when you look at the more important part of their guidance is unit development. So unit development going forward in 2022 will achieve about 3.5 percentage points of unit growth. That is the highest level that McDonald's has achieved in the past 20 years. And domestically, it's going to be the highest rate that they've achieved in about a decade. So I think investors should be excited about that and not nervous about the miss on EPS related to G&A.
What type of menu innovation do you believe that McDonald's will need to continue to drive some of that growth that you're anticipating?
You know, honestly, I don't think that they're going to have a ton of menu innovation. I think they're trying to focus on the core. That has been the focus for the brand, both domestically and a little bit more internationally. I mean, they've introduced the new chicken sandwich and they're focusing on that in 22. They're also going to focus more on digital and loyalty, which I think is also a driver of same store sales. And then outside of that, I think it's more about driving throughput in the drive-thru, making it faster. I think there are technologies out there that they can implement over the course of 22 and beyond, primarily voice order technology, that could allow them to move a little bit faster in the drive-thru. And I think those will sustain the sales, not necessarily product innovation.
Yeah, digital system-wide sales exceeded $18 billion in 2021. Over 25% of those total system-wide sales in those top six markets that they track. And so with that in mind, we've increasingly had this metric of card not present for some of those digital sales, whether it is something that's kind of driven through their app experience that they build out, or whether that's through one of the third-party options that they work with on the digital side. And so where particularly are you seeing consumers lean into those options for either delivery or just simply being able to purchase through digital touch points and then be able to pick up in store and just walk out?
Look, I think it's clear that the consumers are every day moving more and more towards digital. I would say McDonald's and many of the fast food QSR with traditional drive-thrus have been behind on this front. It's good to see them start to catch up, especially with their loyalty program. I don't see that coming back anytime soon. I think we're gonna continue to push forward, increase digital sales. Delivery is becoming much more important to the consumer. But I think you're going to see just more of that. I think you're going to see more tech in the drive-thru, which will allow some more of these the loyalty and some of the digital to kind of be a little bit more seamless as we go forward.
Certainly, Peter, McDonald's not the only one raising the warning about rising food costs. We have seen increasing investor pressure for these companies to raise prices, bring the cost down to producers to bring those profits higher. I wonder what kind of increases you see down the line here when you look at the broader industry, and which name is best positioned to ride out this inflationary wave?
Yeah, look, I think all these restaurants are dealing with a massive amount of inflation. If it's not labor inflation, then it's commodity inflation or both. In our view, you know, you're going to see high single digit, maybe even double digit inflation in commodities for many of these restaurants in the first half of the year. And it'll start to subside in the back end of the year. In terms of names that are positioned well, look, I think if you are a highly franchised business model, you feel less of that impact to your bottom line versus more company-owned business models. So we do like McDonald's in this situation. It's highly franchised. It's a globally diverse business. So I think they will fare well. It's also about pricing power and can you price. So far, we've seen McDonald's being able to raise prices about 6% or so in 21. And you see the comps so far, they haven't really pushed back at all. So so far, that pricing has been flowing through the consumer with little resistance at this point.
We didn't even get to talk about Grimace Coin and get your take on that. But, Peter, we'll have to have you back for that conversation. We appreciate the time here today. That is Peter Saleh joining us here to break down all things McDonald's earnings, the BTIG Managing Director of Equity Research for Restaurants and Food Distribution.